Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today, we're going to discuss DOS, danger, opportunity, and strengths.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about motion by consumers. When do they move and when are they still? And what is the difference that makes them move or be still? It's fascinating to me, Bob. Consumer confidence seems so elusive, but there's really some motivations behind it that you can go to the core by taking a closer look.
Well, it is interesting, and if I use this in my real estate consulting or counseling, if you were an investor and came to me and you typically have an idea, and then you basically say, well, what should I do? Well, I can't really answer that unless I, there's three simple letters, D-O-S, DOS. I would attempt to evaluate your DOS, and I'm not going to tell you that, but what I would do is I'd ask the question, what are your perceived dangers? What dangers do you perceive at the moment?
Or what influence you? What's in there in your day that is risky to you, that feels uncomfortable and unsafe?
Yes, exactly. And if you can put that in words, and I'll probably come back to it and ask you to define it a little closer, the next thing I'm going to ask about is, what are your opportunities? The O, what are your opportunities? What opportunities do you perceive right now?
Now, when you look at this, you've got to peel the layers off. Everyone has, it's like when you ask someone how their day is and they say, fine. That's not even the first layer.
That's a go-away answer.
That's right. But it's to go deeper into what dangers or opportunities are available, or what is perceived, even more importantly than what's real, as an opportunity or a danger.
Exactly. And if you see no opportunities and you only see dangers, you are not going to do anything. You're going to hunker down, which is fine. That may be exactly the proper response for your situation. But in so many instances, frankly, it's not.
A great example of that was an ERT market before this one, where the people that wanted to sell their home and buy a new home, that it was too dangerous to let go of their home because they were concerned there were not enough opportunities to buy on the other side of that.
Exactly.
So they hunker down, as you described it.
They simply hunker down. And then the S is, what strengths do you have? What are your perceived strengths that you possess that would allow you to change your position?
The strengths are actually most exciting because it is with the opportunities and strengths that you make your step. We'll talk more on this next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.